The closure of Mercy Hospital in Independence has put the Medicaid expansion issue in the spotlight. Even the New York Times did a story on it. As a consequence, lawmakers who had paid little attention to the issue suddenly needed answers, talking points, in case constituents wanted to know if their hospital could be next. Republican legislative leaders responded by circulating a memo. Among other things, it said that expansion is breaking the bank in many states, and it said that expanding Medicaid wouldn't help struggling rural hospitals all that much because cuts in Medicare reimbursements are their main problem.
My overall feeling about the memo that was sent is I think it's encouraging.
Tom Bell is president of the Kansas Hospital Association, a group that's been trying for 2 years to get legislators to talk about expansion.
I think we are encouraged that there's finally the level of engagement where someone would sit down and try to put together a set of arguments.
Governor Sam Brownback also thought it was necessary to get in the mix. His deputy communications director, Malika Willoughby, sent an email to supporters mounting an aggressive defense of his opposition to expansion. Willoughby wrote that advocates are, quote, lying when they say that expansion could have saved the Independence Hospital. Three senior Brownback administration officials made essentially the same argument on a Wichita radio talk show. Here's Dr. Susan Mosier, the secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, saying that hospitals are also closing in states that have expanded Medicaid.
And that's primarily due to trends that we see in population and also reimbursement cuts that we've been seeing for many years from the federal government.
So those of us who aren't physicians and aren't CPAs and are just regular Kansans, the point you're making, Dr. Susan, is expansion of Medicaid is not the answer for saving those rural hospitals.
That's correct.
Mosier was being interviewed by Kim Borchers, Governor Brownback's deputy chief of staff. She and State Budget Director Sean Sullivan took the day off to guest host the radio show. Bell doesn't claim that the additional $1.6 million that expansion would have provided would have saved the Independence Hospital, but he says it might have.
Anybody who has looked at that situation cannot say that had we had Medicaid expansion, that hospital would have stayed open. Now, anybody that has looked at the situation can also not say that Medicaid expansion wouldn't have helped.
Of course, the expansion argument is about more than hospital finances. It's about people. It's estimated that about 150,000 low-income Kansans would gain coverage under expansion. Many of them are uninsured today. But for the most part, they are non-disabled adults, people who many expansion opponents say are capable of taking care of themselves. Here's another exchange between Mosier and Borchers on the radio talk show.
These individuals, if they were to work 31 hours a week at minimum wage, would qualify for health insurance on the exchange.
In my mind, if you're able-bodied, you could work 31 hours a week.
The exchange that Mosier and Borchers refer to is the online marketplace created by the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare to its critics in the Brownback administration. A memo put out by the Hospital Association to counter opponents' argument says that only 18% of those who would benefit from expansion are unemployed. And the suggestion that the Kansans who would benefit simply aren't working hard enough to take care of their own health care needs rankles expansion supporters like Sheldon Weisgrau. He's the director of the foundation-funded Health Reform Resource Project.
We still seem unable to have an honest discussion about this based on facts. We're still just mired in politics and misinformation.
Expansion supporters hope to change that at a forum in early November. They've invited Kansas lawmakers to listen to officials who designed the expansion plan adopted by a conservative Republican governor and Republican legislature in Indiana. I'm Jim McLean.